That completes our agenda of public hearings, so referring back to our first public hearing, which was subdivision 2021-06, Coral Lakes, formerly known as Coral Crossing. Comments or?
I do have one question. How long has that Chapel Green been there? Do you know?
I can get you an answer, it's like a minute.
I'm just curious.
It's been there a while.
And there's drainage problems, I can't believe that, that's why I'm asking, like, they put up with that for all this time?
Well, not sure.
I mean, that road, Robinsonville Road, it's kind of like becoming more the textbook example of where you do want to build, because you want to consolidate. I mean, I know different people have different opinions, but if they'll load the developments up on a road like that, that can get into, onto the beach pretty quickly, even in traffic, then that keeps them from sprawling all the way over to Millsboro. They're coming. You know, we got the permits last year, over 5,000 building permits. We're going to do 5,000 or 6,000 next year, whether we stack them up on Robinsonville Road or we sprawled it all the way out to Millsboro. So, and the quicker, the fastest way, I'm sure that the fastest way for them to get the infrastructure for the state to build that road wider is to put more developments on it, and then they're going to be more motivated to go ahead and make it a better road.
Well, the developers are doing a lot of improvements on those roads when they're doing the development, too.
Yeah.
Like what happened in front of Tidewater Landing.
Yeah.
You're right. We've heard our friends from DelDOT say adding additional traffic helps us focus on.
It's all part of the whole DelDOT issue, because it's a lot more complicated than whether it's a level 3 or level 4 or a level 2, because these are level 3 and 4, but it's in a traffic improvement district, which means that's where they're going to spend the money. So, I mean, how do you reconciling those two different things? I mean, I can understand how people get the impression that nothing's going to be done, you know, because of the designation of the levels. But, the fact that it's in a TID would sort of tell you something different, I think.
Could I just make a comment on that, too? We have like $4.2 million in pending funds that have come in since the adoption of the TID. So there is.
So there's real money piling up.
There's as to that point, the participating subdivisions don't just make the improvements for their subdivision, it's dispersed throughout that district. So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Any other comments at this point?
Well,
yes, sir.
I just wish we could come back in a year or two and see if those people are still having drainage problems once these different developments are built, because they're fixing a lot of these problems.
That's another thing that when we take our tour, we should try to identify some of these areas where adjacent drainage problems were a factor, and see what's happened there. See if it's, you know, because the law is very clear. They cannot make it any worse, but they don't have to fix it. They don't. It's not their job to come in and fix an existing drainage problem. They just can't make it worse.
Opposition likes to bring in a lot of pictures, and when you say we got an inch and a half of rain and that's what it looks like, well, that's what it looks like everywhere. You get an inch and a half of rain in an hour, we're all flooded.
To answer Ms. Wingate's question, the Chapel Green was applied for in 1987, but received final subdivision plan approval October 31st, 1989 for 92 lots.
So they've been dealing with that drainage for that long.
But did the applicant, it's been so long and there was so much stuff put in the record, I mean, I can go back and look, but maybe somebody remembers. Did they say they did an archaeological study, they had somebody do an archaeological study or no?
There's some reference in the supporting, I didn't see a full archaeological independent study by third parties, but one of the requirements is that they be addressed in at least as an initial investigative comments. But in plus, we received comments from the State Preservation Office, and
right.
They're included in the record.
Because this issue of this stray note on the map, I think if that had been of any consequence, it would have been picked up by now. One of the agencies would have said something.
Yeah.
I would think. So I think it's probably just a stray note left over from something.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Any other comments?
I just have a quick comment on the landing strip. So I don't believe Chapter 99 or 115 really addresses landing strips. We have an airport hazard zoning like subsection, which obviously isn't intended to address small-scale private landing strips. So as far as code, I was kind of looking for a way to address that, but I maybe, Jamie, if you have any other comments, I don't think code really addresses the compatibility of landing strips.
Only if development is proposed within an FAA approach zone, does the code specifically contain language as to where dwellings right. shall be in relation to an airport, but the approach zone, we would need to check. But
yeah.
So that's my question. Would you, if the commission would, I just want to make myself available to check that or to consult with the correct agency if needed. So.
Okay. Just trying
to nail the time.
I understand. Okay.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-06 Coral Lakes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2317, William E. Martin II. Any comments, questions? I mean, I don't see any issues with this.
I personally don't have an issue with it.
Mr. Chairman, we support this.
Yeah.
In regard to CU 2317, William E. Martin II, I move to defer for further consideration.
A second.
Okay, so moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2317, William E. Martin II. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. and Mrs. Martin, what that means is that we are not making a motion for or against your application this evening. And that is fairly normal procedure. We usually don't the same night that we hear it because our attorney has to have time to write a motion. Okay, and circulate it to the commissioners. So I think you could probably tell from the testimony that and the comments that were made that there's probably not a lot for you to be concerned about, but we won't know until we have a motion, and that'll be in about 2 weeks. We'll meet again, and it'll be on the next Mr. Whitehouse, can we put it on the next agenda?
February 10th.
So. Yeah, well, it'll be on the February 10th agenda, okay? So, and you don't have to be here. You just you can tune in. You can call the office on the 11th or whatever and take it from there. Now, we make a recommendation to county council, then you'll have another public hearing, okay? You probably know this, just making sure. It'll be another public hearing, and then they'll make a final decision, okay? We'll get it squared away. All right, great. Most certainly. Okay, our next public hearing was change of zone number 1943, Shirley and Gordon Price.
Mr. Chairman, in reference to change of zone 1943, Gordon Shirley Price, I make a motion that we defer for further consideration.
A second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1943, Shirley and Gordon Price. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Mrs. Price, I think you probably heard what I just said.
Yes.
All that. It'll be on the February 10th agenda.
I appreciate that.
And then it'll, of course it goes to county council and then they'll do their thing. So and please wish your husband a very
yes.
speedy recovery from everyone on the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'm gonna tell him that. He'll be excited.
God bet he will. God bet he will.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have anything to share for the good of the order?
Two points, Mr. Chairman. First of all, in terms of the bus tour the commission has been talking about, I will put that on an agenda. So,
okay.
So events had intervened, and we were looking at fall. Definitely this side of spring.
Yeah, I don't want to do it now.
Well, obviously, we're cooperating, so we'll put that back on an agenda. We'll lock in some dates. That is planned to be, if possible, a joint tour with council if we can, but that requires
yeah.
further discussion. And my final point, very quickly, just to welcome Mr. Finish. Phillips
right.
back to us. This is his first commission meeting since having a few months off last year, and we are thrilled to have him back.
Yeah.
Just a little hiatus, as I've called it, but I'm glad to be back. So
all right.
Welcome back.
I think last week in
so
December.
Now you're a long timer.
Yeah, okay. Hopefully we won't.
All right, good.
You don't need to train him again?
I know, nice.
The best part of it.
What'd you do? Did you run off and join the circus? Or?
Oh, my. Am I still on the record?
You don't have to tell us. That's not a fair question.
Yeah.
Okay, there being no further business, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony.